This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The Federal Communications Commission's big day is finally here for voting on new rules for how internet service providers deal with information. These new rules proposed by FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler leave open the possibility of fast lane deals, where companies could pay for their content to be delivered faster than others online. Many people are very worried at what that might mean for the internet as we know it. That includes Senator Al Franken, who we had on the show yesterday, and Tim Wu, the Columbia University professor who coined the term net neutrality, which he thinks is threatened by the FCC's new rules. But as the FCC prepares for its vote, we wanted to give another perspective. Christopher Yu is professor of law, communication, and computer and information science at the University of Pennsylvania. Christopher, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Are there advantages to having these so-called fast lanes?
The answer is pretty clearly yes. I mean, suppose that you had to send something from the East Coast to the West Coast. You at this point have a choice of overnight mail, bulk mail, and a whole bunch of other options, depending on how fast it has to get there. If you force everything to a single class of service, you would force people who would have been willing to take slower service to pay more. And you would deny people who wanted really fast service the ability to get it at any price.
But so far, we've basically had one speed of service, right?
We developed one speed of service in a world dominated by email and web browsing. If there were a 500 millisecond delay on an email arriving, most of us could hardly notice it.
Right.
A half second delay on a phone call renders the service unusable. And real-time communications have become really the lifeblood of the internet in a way that just weren't true even 5 or 10 years ago.
But isn't there a concern here about, you know, new companies that may come up with a service that requires them to pay for, you know, one of these fast lanes, but they couldn't afford it?
Many times, innovators are willing to pay for the fast lane. And if what you need is a stripped-down version where you don't need all the bells and whistles, you should be able to pay less. And if you need a very elaborate service that requires, you know, all these guarantees that other people don't need, you should probably expect to pay more.
Why not, as some have suggested, classify internet service providers as common carriers?
Many people think that the Federal Communications Commission has the authority to reclassify the internet as a common carrier. I don't believe that that's true, and that, in fact, recent Supreme Court decisions make it a relatively hard thing for the agency to accomplish. There's another problem. The common carriage regime has always acknowledged that providers can create different classes of service as long as they charge everyone who wants that class of service the same amount. So anyone would get access to the fast lane as long as they pay for it, but it wouldn't prevent internet service providers from creating a fast lane in the first place.
Christopher Yu is professor of law, communication, and computer and information science at the University of Pennsylvania. Christopher, thank you very much.
Thank you.